Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Look, Penny, I think if Sarah don't come home tonight, you're going to have to report her missing. Just think for a minute. Did she mention any family or friends other than Kathy?
No, she hasn't talked about anyone else.
Well, what about Harry?
Oh, I didn't think of him. Do you think she'd go and stay with him?
Penny, I just don't know. But it might be worth phoning him. You've got his number, haven't you?
Yeah, I've definitely got it somewhere. It might be on the notepad in the kitchen. Oh, I must admit, I don't fancy phoning him, though. He wasn't the nicest person.
Penny, I don't think you've got much choice. Give him a ring, and if Sarah's not there, ring me back, because I think then you will have to go to the police.
Oh, do you really think she would have stayed with him?
I don't know, but I do know you have to phone him and find out.
Oh, God, he was so horrible.
Well, you've got to do it. You don't have a choice. At least you'll find out if she's there or not.
OK, I'll try him now. I'll phone you back and tell you what...
Penny, you there? Can't hear you.
It's the door. Someone's at the door. I think it's Sarah.
Oh, blimey. Phone me back later.
Yeah, okay then. Take care. All right. Bye. Oh, Sarah. It's good to see you. You okay?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I went over to Southsea.
Oh, so have you got friends there?
No. Stayed in a B&B.
Well, I'm really pleased you're back.
Are you?
Yes, of course I am.
Well, I'm here to get my things.
Your things? What do you mean?
My stuff. I've come to get all my stuff and I'll move out tomorrow.
Oh, no, I don't want you to move out.
What? Of course you do. You wouldn't want me here as your lodger. That's what you said, remember?
Oh, Sarah, I know I said that, but I was really upset. I don't think that now. I want you to stay.
Do you? Even though you know the truth about rehab and the stealing, you said you don't know me. You don't know the sort of upbringing I had. You see, I wasn't as lucky as you. Still, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. What were your parents like?
No, you don't want to hear about that.
I do, but only if you want to tell me.
Well, Dad was always drunk. I don't remember him being anything else. If he was awake, he was drunk. Nasty. My brother and I would hide under the bedclothes together. Why we thought he wouldn't be found, I don't know. We somehow thought the darkness kept us safe. But of course it didn't. And he'd take his anger out on us.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, it was. But it meant Mum wasn't getting it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, then Dad died and then we both went into care.
Oh, so was that okay?
No. They didn't give a... They just didn't care what we did. And then I started getting into trouble.
So how long were you in care for? How old were you?
I was about 15, and I suppose. We were there for about 8 months and then we both ran away. We just hated it there.
Where did you go?
Brighton to begin with. And then I went to London.
And do you still have contact with your brother?
No.
Oh, dear. Look, Sarah, I honestly want you to stay. Well, that's if you want to. Will you stay?
Are you sure, Penny?
Yeah, it's been good. I know things... Oh, who's that? Look, I'll go and see who it is from the window. Hang on a minute. Oh, for goodness sake.
Who is it?
It's Harry.
Don't open the door.
Well, actually, Sarah, this might be a good time to talk things through with him.
No, I don't want to speak to him.
Well, as I say, it might be good to tell him where he stands so you can move on.
No, it's not as easy as that. I'm begging you, Penny, please don't answer the door. Don't, whatever you do, let Harry in.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.